Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, what's going on, everyone? A little bit of a freaky Friday on a Wednesday. Evan Giddings in the A chair today. Matt Steinmetz in the B chair. Daryl the Guru Johnson is going to be back tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And so, with one day less, Steiny, you decided to pull a fast one on the people.
Oh, good start for me in a new spot. I figured we mix it up once in a while. I remember Goo hosted once when you were with him, and I figure you have the skill set to get it done. And again, it's really what we're talking about is my leadership and, you know, my team player ability.
Now, does it feel weird to not be in control right off the bat?
Not really.
Like, you don't know where I'm going to go.
I don't. I kind of like it.
Well, I mean, you have an idea. There's a lot of stuff we're going to get into today. We got to talk about the Giants who lost last night. Not anything, in my opinion, to be concerned about, but there were a few, pardon me, fun things from the game that I do want to get into. Obviously, the NBA draft is tonight. The Warriors have the 41st overall pick. They'll take tomorrow to select their guy, and I have some draft day thoughts, especially pertaining to the Warriors, and there's also some rumors as far as other NBA players that could be on the move. But where I want to start, Steiny, is a place that it sounds familiar, and it might sound like it's dragged on for a lot of people, but we have to talk about Anthony Slater's article today and Jonathan Kuminga. It's just a place we have to start, and I think the Warriors are finally in a position where they have to make a choice. And I don't know if it's going to be on draft night. There's been a lot of movement surrounding draft night already. But when I wake up this morning and I see a headline that is seeking what he wants, the Warriors and Kuminga, essentially, he wants the chance to chase stardom. And what do the Warriors do about it? I don't know. How'd that hit you?
Well, this is how it hit me. And let me add before I say it. Yeah, I get it. We've talked about Kuminga a lot. But to me, this is new. And the reason it's new in a way is because, to me, it confirms a lot of what we knew. And I'll just cut to the chase. He doesn't want to be here. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't want to be here. All right? He sees the writing on the wall here. He's not going to get the playing time he wants. And so I've kind of moved past what do we do. I'm more of are we really going to bring back a player who we know doesn't want to be here? Now, I'm not talking about his attitude. I'm not talking about him being a malcontent. I don't think he is. I think he's a good young player. I think he's a good young man. But if he doesn't want to be here, isn't that setting up just a tough way to start the year? And it's a year where you still have aspirations that you could shock the world.
He clearly wants something that the Warriors can't give him. That's how I read today. When I hear him talking about, and these are quotes from JK, preferred personal career path. Wants to be a guy that, quote, a team relies on. A multiple-time All-Star. A lot of things that sound individual. It sounds like a guy who, it's not as if he's been a problem on or off the court as far as his attitude is concerned. I wouldn't label him that kind of guy. But he is someone who wants more. It's like, you know, you're in a role and you're in a place in your life where you feel like you've plateaued, where you've hit a ceiling and you're trying to break through, and you just, because of the situation you're in, you don't feel like that's available to you. And the wrinkle in this, Steiny, is I don't know if it'd be best for the Warriors at this point to get off him, because they might be better suited using his contract in the future for a future trade to get a better player. But the fact remains that it sounds like Jonathan Kuminga is at his wit's end with the Warriors.
That's what it sounds like to me. And the question I have for Warrior fans is, if you know Jonathan Kuminga doesn't want to be here, at least under the current circumstances, now what do you do with him? The problem with a sign-in trade, obviously, is that you can only take back half the salary that he ends up getting. So there's a good chance that you won't get great value for him. They could trade him they could sign him to a contract extension and trade him at the deadline for equal value. And from a strategic standpoint, I could see why the Warriors would do that. Then again, you kind of have a lame duck player in here for, again, 4 months when you're trying to get as high up in the seedings as you can, and you're trying to make some noise. And I'm just reminded of the 49ers offseason last year and just it not getting off to a great start because of all the offseason stuff. I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga coming back would necessarily benefit the organization, or if I'm not saying he would be a problem, but it would be a cloud, I think, until and unless he got moved.
One, a team as recent as the 49ers had to deal with that with Brandon Ayuk's contract situation. Is that something that you're looking to avoid at all costs? How important do you think it is for the team to have pretty much, you know, a lockstep type of chemistry going into the season? You know, I think that last year, all the vibes appear to be pretty good. You know, the only thing that Steiny a year ago at this time they didn't have shored up was Kuminga's contract. Remember, they signed Moody, or extended Moody, to a 3-for-39 deal. They obviously brought back the likes of Looney, Gary Payton II. It felt like they had gotten rid of all of the, I don't know, extracurricular issues that plagued them during the season in which they didn't make the playoffs. But the one thing they couldn't figure out was how to get a deal done with Kuminga. And it feels like we're in the same place a year later, only now you have to make a choice. You know, you say this all the time. Bob Myers talks about don't make a choice until you have to. I think we're at a place where the Warriors finally have to make a choice about him. And the choice, from his standpoint, seems to be put me somewhere where I can be a star. And I'm sorry, next year, he's not going to be a star in Golden State.
No, he's not.
The way he wants to be.
No, he's not. And this is, you know, when you, I'm not blaming Steph Curry, but when you do everything and anything for Steph Curry, and that was your, you know, that is your known strategy, there's going to be some fallout. And if Jonathan Kuminga is not on this team this year, that's going to be part of the fallout from the strategy you devised around Steph Curry. So the Warriors now have a player who doesn't really want to be here. They've got three choices. They can let him walk for nothing. If they did that, they would actually have a chance to get under the tax, and that would open up their mid-level non-taxpayer exception of $14 million.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, you could let Kuminga walk, and then you have $14 million to spend on somebody. But, you know, you're giving up what is an asset in Kuminga. Or you could just sign Kuminga to a contract and trade him at the deadline for equal value. Or you could sign him to a contract and say you're here and you got to make the most of it. That's the one that I'd be a little concerned about.
Well, and I have a couple of guys that I think would be reasonable, and there's some targets that other teams are looking to shop. We can get into that as the show goes on, but I want to read this. This is from The Athletic this morning, Anthony Slater. This is from Jonathan Kuminga. These are his words. Quote, things take time, but I feel like I'm at the point where that has to be my priority, to just be one of the guys a team relies on, aiming to be an all-star multiple times, aiming to be great. Wherever I'm going to be at, it don't matter if it's the Warriors or if it's anywhere else, it's something I want. I want to see what I could do. I know I got it, so I really want to see. I've never got that chance. 888-957-9570, what do you do? What do you do when you hear a player that you have to make a choice about? He's a restricted free agent. The Warriors could choose to match. They could choose to offer him a deal. They could give him a qualifying offer. They could trade him. Surrounding the draft that obviously happens tonight, maybe he's when free agency approaches. What do you do with Jonathan Kuminga? It's the one domino that must fall before we continue with whatever the 2025-26 season is going to be.
Well, I was leaning toward him coming back, but that's starting to change. And not just because of what he said, because it feels like if we know all this about Kuminga, the Warriors, they've got to know that he's not crazy about being here. And the question the Warriors have to ask themselves is it worth it to bring him back if he's not gung-ho about being here?
Well, he did say if it's with the Warriors.
Yeah, I read that quote too, and it almost
You're
was
not
like
buying
he
it?
Threw the Warriors in there. Yeah.
Something you had
maybe,
to say.
Maybe he understands that they could sign him and trade him at the deadline. So maybe he thinks he might play another year for the Warriors.
What do you do? I want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Evan Giddings in with Matt Steinmetz on Steiny and Guru. All right, coming up tonight at 7 p.m., the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game, the Valkyries channel, as well on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can watch the game also on KPIX Channel 5, pregame beginning at 6:30 p.m., that segment sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BarriaOilChange.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I seriously think that we have some of the smartest...
I'll say fans.
Well-thought listeners... Oh. Our audience, Steiny, in 95.7.
Some of them. Yep, some of them.
Well, I was just going to say one of them I thought hit the nail on the head, which is why we're talking about what we're talking about today.
All right.
It's from Frank Grimes on YouTube. Dubs can't do anything until JK decides what he wants to do.
I saw that.
Like,
and I don't necessarily agree with it.
Now, why don't you agree with that?
Because it's not his decision. Like it's, I feel like the ball's more in the Warriors' court than Kuminga's.
But you asked the question before the break, which I think is fair. Are you worried about bringing back a guy who doesn't want to be here? Because you're right. The Warriors could say, "Hey, we're going to offer you the sheet. If nobody else wants you in restricted free agency, you're ours. Like you got to come back."
Right.
Okay. So then you got a guy who doesn't want to be there in training camp, and that's all that anybody's going to be talking about going into the season.
And that's why I think eventually he's not going to be here. The question is, do they move him in the offseason?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower.
And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro. 5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Or do they move them at the deadline? And I think at the deadline is a far riskier proposition. Obviously, he's not an attitude problem. He's not a malcontent. But if he doesn't want to be here, it's going to show. I mean, you've got to have players that are enthusiastic about being here or being wherever they are. And if he comes back and they go into the season and they've got Draymond Green and they've got Jimmy Butler. You're right. It's deja vu all over again. It just will be. I mean, Steve Kerr can try and say that I'll give it another shot with the three of those guys playing together, but he certainly seemed to know what he was talking about at the beginning of the process when they tried to use those three guys and it didn't work. I can't expect Steve Kerr to all of a sudden give Jonathan Kuminga more of a leash when they're still in this window, they think, where anything's possible.
Well, and they're in this position because they kept kicking the can down the road. Like, I don't think that for people who hear Kuminga say, I want to be a star, and say, what are you talking about? Like, that's never going to happen here. I can also look at the Warriors and say, why didn't you see this coming? Like, if this is who this guy has, and there was a report a couple of years ago, didn't think his agent or his camp didn't think that he'd ever develop under Kerr. Like, there have been breadcrumbs throughout this entire saga of, well, JK is just never going to reach his potential here because the Warriors either won't let him or he's not good enough, and he's right now at his career. Why has it taken this long? Like, why has it gotten to this point? To this point where, you're right, the Warriors have to make a choice, and I think Kuminga has to make one also. It sounds like the choice that he's made is, I want to see what I can be, and I got to do it somewhere else, because I'm not going to get that opportunity here. Or, like, I think the Warriors have to understand that this is a player that hasn't shown you enough to give a contract to prior to through four seasons. And unless you think that he's going to become that player in the very near future, I really don't know what other choice there is.
It's all about maximizing what you can get for him. That's what I think. And that's why there's the talk of either having him play for the qualifying offer. Let's say the Warriors say, look, we want you here, but we're not going to trade you. And if we do trade you, it's not going to be till the trading deadline. I wouldn't do it. I think I'm at the point where if I know for sure Kuminga doesn't want to be here, even if he wants to, even if he prefers to play somewhere else, we got to do it. We got to do it because We need a player who can function if we're not going to have Kuminga embrace his role here. So the Warriors made this bed, and they flirted with danger when they didn't sign him to the extension last year. And then this year went like it did. They got Jimmy Butler, and there's just no room at the inn for Kuminga here right now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan in for, technically for Steiny. Steiny's right over there. Goo's going to be back tomorrow. Jonathan Kuminga wants to be a star. What do you do? What do you do? Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco. Dennis, good morning. What's going on, man? How are you?
Good, guys. Good morning. We've been talking about this guy for 4 years, right?
Yep.
I've talked to you guys. I always thought that Kuminga should have got more of a shot than he has, you know, and, you know, if you look at it, between him and Moses Moody, Wiseman, Poole, those are four young guys that we had. And I used to have kind of, in my imagination, I used to think about, Moody and Poole would be the starting guards and Kuminga and Wiggins would be the starting forward and Wiseman to be the starting center when they, I was hoping that would have developed somehow, that those kids would have developed and become good ball players. And, but it hasn't happened. If you look at the Warriors, the way they've drafted and, who would you have rather had, Kuminga Moody or Franz Wagner and Alperen Şengün? They could have had both those guys instead of Kuminga and Moody. But that's, it happens. The draft isn't an exact science. And, it's tough, but I look at the Warriors and Kerr, and I'm a big Warrior fan. I like Kerr. I'm a big Curry fan. But I you guys heard me say this, before. I thought after – the 23 season, that they should have tried to trade Steph and start rebuilding. And I've been saying this for years, that they should try to rebuild, because you look at the corner they've got themselves painted into now. You've got two older guys. They're going to be making $60 million a year. And where are they going to go? They're not going anywhere. They better hope they get something for Kuminga, because how are these guys going to last? How are Draymond, Steph, and Butler going to last the season?
I don't know.
If you do get rid of Kuminga, then who's going to come off the bench?
Yep.
Look at what Kuminga did against the Timberwolves or whoever it was we lost to. He played well after sitting on the bench all those games. You know what I mean? He does have some talent,
no doubt.
That we've all seen. He's only 22 years old. He still has a lot of growing to do as a basketball player. We all know that.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's going to be a star or not, but he's got a lot of growing to do. But I think he has the potential. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see it here. I just hope they get something for him, because they haven't gotten anything for anybody else that they've traded. They got nothing for Wiseman. They got nothing for Poole, pretty much. They got rid of Poole's contract, whatever. But, they got nobody to blame but themselves. What I mean? I think if they can get a center, that can rim protect, whether or not he's a guy that plays 24 minutes or whatever.
Dennis. No doubt. A lot of good stuff. I want to hit on something that you just mentioned, though, about JK, which is Dennis said he doesn't know if Kuminga is going to be a star. I don't think anybody does. That's the question that everybody cannot answer, and we've been running in circles around for 4 years. But the fact remains that he said this morning in The Athletic, that's what he wants to be. Okay, so, sorry, time's up. If you think he's going to be a star, you don't let him walk. If you don't think he's going to be a star, you have to figure out how to move him. Because I didn't hear him say, Steiny, that he wants a consistent role, or he wants to embrace being a sixth man. I didn't hear him talk about what he's trying to accomplish from a team perspective. What he wants is to be a guy that is relied upon.
Yep.
What he wants is what Jalen Green is about to have in Phoenix, or what Franz Wagner had in Orlando prior to this season.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
An opportunity to fail and to prove whether or not he's a star.
So I'm less fixated on whether he's going to be a star or not. I know this. At 22 years old, he's got some natural gifts and he can score. And I look at Jonathan Kuminga as a future starter in the league. What he makes of that, ideally, he'd become an all-star. Will he? I don't know. But to me, if it's preposterous for me to think of the Golden State Warriors, who are going to run out next year, three guys over 35 years old, and in the offseason before they're going to play at the oldest age they've ever played at, you are trading or getting rid of your 22-year-old who's the best athlete on the team. It doesn't make sense. It truly doesn't. And even if Kuminga doesn't fit the system, it's not going to be the system forever. It can't be. It's winding down on its own volition because guys are getting older. From a rational standpoint, how could you justify moving a 22-year-old when three-fifths of your starting lineup is 36 years old?
To me, moving him to try and get someone else who fits better, like that would be more of an all-in move, you know, or closer to one, because you're trying to... I guess the question that I want to know what people think is, like, what is their goal right now? Is it just to maximize next season or the next 2 years, or do you have an eye on the future? Because I would argue that the reason why they're in this position is they've always had an eye on both. They haven't been able to make a choice. That's clearly why he didn't get a contract last summer. There were differences. Kuminga reportedly wanted 35. The team wanted to give him 30 per year. They couldn't find a middle ground. They still have yet to find a middle ground, whether it's in a contract negotiation or his role on the basketball team. And the biggest wrinkle heading into next season is not what he deserves, but what's available to him. this team is going to ride with Jimmy Butler, and it looks like Draymond Green. And I think Kuminga sees the writing on the wall, which is, yeah, nothing is going to change next year. My role is going to be what it was when I came back from injury for the last couple of weeks, which is a sixth man, and I might get benched. That's the other part of this, too. It's Kuminga went from getting benched down the end of the regular season to be a guy that scored 24 points on 50-plus percent shooting in the last four games of a Western Conference semifinals, and he's saying, how can it be one or the other? Like, I'm a player that can do this, granted, in four losing games, but in the playoffs, how can I be the guy that could get benched? And I completely understand why that'd be a fear of his going into next season, that he's just going to get demoted again, and his role's going to be jerked around, and he won't know his standing with the organization any better than he did this year.
And I think he feels like, and I would agree with him, he knows his standing with the most important person in the organization, and that's Steve Kerr. And that's the other thing. Like, I really believe right now the Warriors are in an awkward spot, okay? They're in an awkward spot because their three most important players are all up there. But they're also in an awkward spot, with their coach. So he's got one more year left, Steve Kerr, right now. 1 year. That's it.
Yep.
And the thinking is that, you know, Steph wants to have Steve Kerr coach until Steph packs it in. I don't know if that's feasible. But what I do know is, and I've said this all along, the minute you start transitioning from thinking this is a championship team to thinking it's got to be something else, Kerr's got to go. Like, Kerr's got to go the minute they turn the lights out on believing they can win a title. So, in theory, if they didn't have what I think are unrealistic expectations to win a title, maybe you tell Steve Kerr, why don't you take a year off early? I know it sounds preposterous, because then it would look like they're making the change for Kuminga, assuming they would re-sign him under that situation. But I do think Steve Kerr definitely plays a role in this, and it's not a clarifying role. It's more of a muddying role.
No, I agree. It feels like this is the player that they have to make a long-term decision about with a short-term lens. And it's because of the position that their big three are in. I think it's because they decided that we're just going to try and win for a couple of years and we'll figure it out after that. You know, I think there are some teams out there that want Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know if they believe he's going to be a star, but I absolutely think that if you're just watching those last four playoff games, and no one really knew at the end of the year just exactly, I think from the outside, it was easy to tell that a lot of national media, even talking to some people on other teams, like, no one could really figure out what happened with JK. And he steps in and he plays pretty well for a guy that had basically been benched. And if you're another team looking at that, I do believe that there's a group that would say, we can figure out how to get the best out of him.
I would agree with you.
And if you're the Warriors, it's just about trying to, again, like, maximize the value.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing, and we were talking about this a little bit before the show, there are rumors or reports out there that Miami might want Kuminga. So that's Pat Riley, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to talk about, a guy who knows the game of basketball, and if you find out that Pat Riley would love to get Kuminga in there, I don't know that he does or doesn't, but if Pat Riley see something in Jonathan Kuminga, you know, that gives you pause too, because Pat Riley's the kind of guy who would naturally think, if I get this kid in here, you know, he'll become part of the Miami Heat way and he'll be ready to take the next step. But I don't know how accurate that is with Miami wanting Kuminga.
Let's go to Joseph in Richmond. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan and Steiny on Steiny and Guru. Joseph, what's going on, man? How we doing? Joseph, going once, going twice. All right, let's move to Daniel in Alameda. Daniel, good morning, man. What's up?
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Hey, Matt. I called before. You used to live with Ron Bergman back in the day. So, anyway, I love listening to your show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. RIP, great man.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's kind of, you guys talk on a micro perspective. I think from a macro perspective, the Warriors so far gone age-wise. I mean, this league is like a bunch of 20-year-olds. But why they keep Curry is he's their cash cow. And I don't think they have any belief that they can win another championship. It's just Curry fills the seats. And until you get rid of Curry, like you said, I think, and a few other callers have said, you're not going to be able to build a championship team, because a championship team is going to come from young players. And it's just unfortunate that the Warriors really don't want to admit, I guess from an organization, you can't admit that, hey, we really don't think we have a championship team here. It's just we're keeping Curry because he fills the seat and he brings us so much money to our organization. What do you think about that take?
I think there's absolute truth in it. If you're Joe Lacob, you're right. Steph's their cash cow. What I believe they really think is the way the team's set up and constructed right now, I don't think anybody in that organization thinks they're going into next season as one of the favorites to win it all. So I think they are not baiting and switching, but I do think here's what their goal is for the rest of the Steph Curry era, and that is to stay competitive. Like, that's all they can do. They got to stay competitive. And they can do that with Curry and Butler, but they probably can't do anything more than that, be competitive. So I do think they're stuck in a way for the short-term future. But you move Kuminga, and then 2028 looks just a little more bleak.
Well, I think the only way you can get more competitive is through this player. And that's why, like, before I read this article, yesterday we were kind of batting some things around before the show, and all I'm thinking is, if push comes to shove, you got to keep JK. And you got to keep him because you do have to try and get the most possible for him. And that would be at the deadline next year. You can match more money. Maybe his value is still the same. I don't know, maybe it's a little higher if he plays himself into a nice role. Well, clearly, that's not what he wants.
Right.
And to be fair, in his eyes, he's probably been patient. He's been waiting. He's been jockeyed more than anybody else his last 4 years. And he still doesn't exactly know where he stands with the head coach. That means that this summer, it's like, again, the Warriors finally have to choose. Like, time is up. And I do think it's appropriate that on draft night, there's a couple things looking back the last few years the Warriors have or haven't done in the draft. And it feels like Jonathan Kuminga is the last real lottery ticket that they haven't cashed in yet. James Wiseman, they traded. They gave up on. Players before that in the draft, Jordan Poole obviously was a late first-round pick. They cashed in that lottery ticket as someone who could have helped them in the future. Kuminga is the last guy that they're holding on to their ticket, and they're wondering how much it can give me. If I'm going to cash out right now, what do I get for my lottery ticket? And he's the last lottery ticket they have.
Right. I mean, if you're asking me some of the things that I would do or I would consider, to me the most dangerous thing would be getting Kuminga out of here and getting a veteran in here. If they do that, I it'll be unbelievable. When I'm going to say the following, people will either be like, well, they can't do that, or, well, nobody's going to do, and it would be, why can't you try to move Draymond Green? Why can't you try to move Draymond Green for a younger player who's obviously not going to be as seasoned as Draymond Green, but it opens up a spot for Kuminga, and you can address another position or a lesser version of Draymond Green. But I just think some people are so hell-bent on, well, then it's over. Well, it is over in a way. Klay's not here anymore. Durant's not here anymore. Maybe it's time for Draymond to go.
We got to hit a break here in a sec. I'll tell you why that is problematic on the other side. And I actually think a lot of this does have to do with, like, the Warriors are, they got to own some of this too. I think the way that they've treated not just this player, but really the last couple of years, it does feel like they've kind of been taking it year by year, and now they've realized, oh, bleep, like we're in the middle of it, and we just got to lay in it. And it means that, yeah, all you can do is try and be competitive. And last year, they swung a big trade. They got to the second round. Next year, it feels like that's the ceiling. And if this one player can help you get to the next, like, I don't know if Kuminga, what he can fetch you. But the fact remains that he said today to Anthony Slater that he wants to be a player that's relied on. He's thinking about being an all-star, a multi-time all-star. And so the Warriors got to figure out what they can do with him, what they can get for him, and if they even want him around next season. I see Gary in Daly City. I see Joseph in Richmond. We're going to get to your calls on the other side. Excuse me. Evan Giddings in with Matt Steinmetz. Daryl the Goober Johnson is going to be back tomorrow. Looking forward to having Goo. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. If you're planning a road trip to Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast, make sure your first stop is Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Well, all snacks. Visit BarryOilChange.com for coupons. We're back after this, 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.